And information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you back once again. It's the second game of our doubleheader here tonight as the Cooperstown girls defeated Richfield Springs 50-33. So now we have the boys' game. We are live in Richfield tonight, so it'll be the Hawkeyes and the Indians in this boys' doubleheader with tip-off coming in just a few minutes. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And just a reminder, folks, a special sponsor for tonight's game is Stonegate Golf Course in West Winfield, now under new management. Of course, we said it all through the girls' game here tonight as well. Beautiful day today out there with the weather. You know that weather is right around the corner, so you're going to want to check out Stonegate Golf Course in West Winfield, now under new management. And, get out there, play some golf. Can't believe it's almost that time of year. It's exciting. So these two teams met in Cooperstown on Monday. Cooperstown boys were able to pull away late in that game. One thing I'll say is that Richfield Springs found a way to hang around. Dylan Hossford had an excellent night, 21 points for Richfield. They were never really out of it. It was always around that 10, 11, 12-point margin. They got down early. If they could keep it close here tonight, I think it's going to be having to get off to a good start. I think that's going to be the key for Cooperstown. One thing that's really going to hurt Richfield is that their big man, Austin Bowman, is out here tonight with an ankle injury. He was playing very well against Delhi last Sunday. I was up here covering that game on Twitter, and he hurt his ankle. He was able to gut it out for the rest of that game. 2 days later, actually, no, 1 day later, turns around, plays Cooperstown on Monday night. He was in and out of the game, but, you know, they were trying to use him as much as they could because, of course, Cooperstown has 6'9 center John Kennedy. Bowman really gutted it out. I thought it was a gutsy performance, but Coach Rittenberg for Richfield Springs was saying last night when they were playing on the road at Mount Markham, they tweaked it again, and he just said, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth getting hurt, so we're going to have you sit here tonight. So they're going to have their hands full with John Kennedy. But if I know Coach Rittenberg, he'll do everything he can to throw some curveballs at John Kennedy here tonight. All right, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. We are going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we will have you all set here for the Hawkeyes and the Indians. One good news, if you're a Cooperstown fan, he sat on Monday, Spencer Lewis. He is back in the lineup here tonight for the Hawkeyes, so that is good to see. As, again, Cooperstown boys have a ton of seniors. Every player on this team is a senior, so they are losing, I believe it's 10 of their 11 boys are seniors, so this will be their last game here tonight. So they are excited, I'm sure, to play one last time in the orange and the black here for the Hawkeyes. All right, when we come back, we will have Richfield Springs and Cooperstown on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's Hometown Hardware has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality interior and exterior Valspar paints, interior and exterior stains, and even craft supplies. Remember, Barnard sells nails and screws by the pound, so you only get what you need. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Starting lineups tonight for Cooperstown and head coach John Lambert. They will start with number 0, Joe Sensation. Number 3, Spencer Lewis. Good to see him back in the lineup. Number 21, Chris Crickey. Number 22, Alex Paulson. And number 42, the big man, John Kennedy. On the other side for Richfield Springs and head coach Nate Rittenberg, they will start with number 2, Dylan Hosford. Number 3, Damon Thompson. Number 10, Connor Scheffler. Number 14, David Leonard. And number 22, Brady Young. And just a reminder, our special sponsor here for these doubleheader games tonight, Stonegate Golf Course in West Winfield, now under new management. Cooperstown wins the opening tip. They take it right to the rim, but a shot will not go there for Paulson. Now they'll work it inside for Kennedy. He puts it up and in off the pass there from Sensation. Kennedy was an absolute beast the other night against Richfield Springs. 2-0 lead here in the early going for Cooperstown. The Indians are in their home white uniforms, the purple and the gold trim, says Indians across the front of the chest there. Cooperstown is in the road black with the orange trim, says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the chest. And there's David Leonard from the left elbow, hits that jumper. He was great off the bench the other night when they were in Cooperstown on Monday. Just a ton of energy from that young man. That was great to see. And now Cooperstown is going to throw it away as they set up shop in their own offensive end. That was Lewis punching one over to Paulson off his hands and out of bounds. So the ball back to the Richfield Indians with 7:10 to go here in this first quarter. It's a 2-2 game. Richfield losing a close one last night, 62-56 on the road at Mount Markham. Brady Young had a huge night with 25 points, and now scooping through the lane is Connor Scheffler. Gets a bucket to go, makes it 4-2, and Richfield's going to try to press Cooperstown here in the early going. And they're able to break the press. Here's Chris Crickey taking it the length of the floor. Left-handed layup won't go for Cooperstown's Chris Crickey. Ball is loose. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Somehow Hosford came away with it. He lost control of it, but it worked its way into the hands of Damon Thompson. Thompson now in the backcourt is fouled by Joseph Session with 6.5 to go in this first quarter. And a 4-2 game. Richfield is leading Cooperstown here on Richfield's home floor. Richfield always brings the energy. You know that this team, one of the best teams of the Tri-Valley League in their conference, will not back down. A lot of energy led by the freshman Dylan Hosford here tonight. He's going to have to do even more with the big man Austin Bowman on the bench here with that ankle injury. Hosford's going to take it to the rim. His pull-up jumper is good. And we said during our Butler Auto pregame show that Richfield's going to have to get off to a good start, and they do. It's 6-2. Paulson with a layup on the left side. Won't go, gets his own rebound, punches it up and in. So Paulson now makes it 6-4. We're 2 minutes in. Both teams off to a hot start. In the backcourt, here is Scheffler across midfloor. Scheffler on the left wing side again as the Indians go left to right. Coach Rittenberg quarterbacking this one, yelling out a play. Hands one off to Brady Young. Young to the high post for Leonard. Turnaround shot for Leonard. Won't go down. Spencer Lewis with a rebound for Cooperstown. Lewis feeds one through. It was knocked away as they tried to get that home run pass to Crickey. Down to the interior for Kennedy on the right low block. Lost it out of bounds. Back to Richfield with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. It's 6-4. And it is Richfield Springs on their home floor, leading Cooperstown. The Tri-Valley versus the Center State Conference here tonight, the second game of our doubleheader. If you missed it earlier, Cooperstown girls defeating Richfield 50-33. Scheffler gets across midcourt. Sensession applying a lot of pressure there. Now it's tapped away by Sensession into the hands of Lewis. Back to Sensession ahead for Kennedy. Plays it off the glass, and it's good. John Kennedy puts it up and in. And Coach Rittenberg wants a timeout. We're tied 6-6 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
With warmer weather on the way, are you looking to do some remodeling to your home? If so, you need to call me, Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Not only can I install, repair, and service furnaces and central air conditioners, but I also offer a variety of carpenter services, including decks and siding. So whether you need plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, air duct cleaning, hot water heater insulation, or carpenter work, rely on the experience of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. You'll love our rates, too. Call today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, we have a 6-6 game between the Richfield Springs boys and Cooperstown here tonight on CDO. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, ball tapped out of bounds. Cooperstown is bringing the energy, bringing the pressure so far in this contest here tonight. Richfield's been able to handle it so far, but this is probably the most energized I have seen this Cooperstown team play in a couple of weeks. They have the horses to do it. Straight away three for Richfield. Won't go down there for Damon Thompson. Rebound for Paulson. I mean, Cooperstown is just looking to push at all costs here. Kirky across midfloor. Kirky into the corner for Sensession. Back out here for three. Spencer Lewis from downtown buries that shot for Cooperstown, and it's 9-6 with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Big three there from Spencer Lewis, who did not play on Monday night. Had a little bit of a leg injury from that game against, I think it was against Delhi when Cooperstown played Delhi. Here's Hosford in the paint, tries to take it to the rim. He's rejected there. A block by Kennedy. Outlet pass to Lewis. Has to track it down. It was a little too far in front of him. They pump it to the interior for Kennedy. Back out for Paulson. Swings one right wing corner here for Lewis. Long two, won't go. Thompson a rebound for Richfield Springs. Halfway through the first quarter, and it is Cooperstown 9 and Richfield Springs 6. A fast-paced start to this boys' game here in Richfield tonight. Here is Hosford straight away. We'll dump one off to Brady Young, looking to get him going. Young on the baseline. Stops, finds a streaking Hosford there. Won't go. Rebound. Back up for Lewis and won't go. Kennedy now will finally clean up the mess here for Cooperstown. Good job, though, by Richfield. They are not afraid to take it right at Kennedy. Here's Lewis into the teeth of the defense. Shot off the glass is good for Spencer Lewis. And he has 5 points. Makes it 11-6 with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Cooperstown boys on top. Richfield trying to keep pace here in the early going on their home floor. Here is Hosford in front of the Cooperstown bench. Will dribble to the top of the key and dish one off here for Damon Thompson. Thompson dribbled into a double team, gets back out of it, wants to take it to the rim, high off the glass. It won't go. Sensession with a rebound. Kennedy was altering that shot the whole way, just couldn't get his fingertips on it. Now back to Lewis on the right side. Stutter steps into the paint, pull-up jumper for Lewis, won't go. It was short, out of bounds, and back to Richfield. I think if the Indians can get through this initial little energy burst by Cooperstown and they can settle in a little bit, we'll see how it goes. Cooperstown going to the bench. Looks like Coach Lambert going to try to get everybody in here tonight. Jason Fernari steps in. Will Weldon comes in. Alex Hage is into the ball game now for the Hawkeyes. So the only two starters left are Kennedy and Sensession. 2:50 to go first quarter. It's Cooperstown 11 and Richfield Springs 6. Here's Brady Young on the left wing side. Gets a screen from Hosford. Takes it down low. Finds Leonard. Left-handed layup is good. Well done. Good pass there from Young to find Leonard, and he's got 4 points. 2.5 to go in this first quarter. It's 11-8. And here's Fernari on the left side. Cooperstown with a 3-point lead. Kennedy on the interior, stripped there by Hosford. Kennedy gets it back, puts it up, and we're going to have a reach-in foul with 2:24 to go here in this first quarter. Who's this foul going to be on for Richfield? Looks like it's going to be on Damon Thompson, for Richfield, his first and the team's first, sending John Kennedy to the charity stripe here for the Hawkeyes. And his first shot at the line is in and out. Richfield definitely coming with a double, if not a triple team on Kennedy when they get the chance, trying to get anything they can on that ball. If he brings it down low, trying to swat it away from the 6'9" big man. Kennedy's second shot is good. And he has 5 points. And it is 12-8. Cooperstown boys leading Richfield Springs with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Brady Young back up to Hosford. NBA range three for Hosford is too strong off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Cooperstown and Will Weldon to Fernari up the right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Dumps one off for Kennedy. And he'll put it up, won't go, and the tap is good. Kennedy now with 7 points. There's just not much you can do about that. He was able to just sky up there and tap it in almost like a volleyball play. 14-8, Cooperstown on top with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Hosford up at the RS logo at midcourt. Finds Brady Young, wants to take it to the rim. Now back out for Hosford. He's able to just hold on to it. Another little give and go back to Young in the corner. Gets a screen from Leonard. Spin move here for Brady Young. Shot was off the mark and no good. Again, went right at Kennedy, and just that extra little half second where you have to fade away from him, that's tough. Cooperstown gets the ball back. They go to Hage in the corner for three. Got it. Big time shot there from Alex Hage from downtown. And Cooperstown leads 17-8 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Dylan Hosford. He wants a three ball. It's off the back of the rim. Leonard with a rebound. Leonard pumps one up. That won't go. And a rebound for Fernari. Shot out of a cannon. And here is Jason Fernari. And he's able to get a succession, and he was tapped away there by Brady Young. A steal for Richfield, and he's in transition. Will Weldon is whistled for the foul with 55 seconds to go, first quarter. A fast-paced first quarter here, 17-8 the score. Foul's going to be on Weldon, his first, team's second. And now Chris Crickey back into the ballgame. Ian Quinn is in as well here for Cooperstown. Kennedy is going to get a breather. Let's see if Richfield can take advantage with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. 17-8 is the score. Cooperstown boys leading Richfield Springs. Here's Dylan Hosford on the right side. Again, Richfield going left to right on your radio dial. Back to Thompson straight away. Into the safe hands of Hosford. Looking for options. Shot clock is down to 15. He goes to Brady Young. Young to the interior is blocked by Crickey. And take it back, though, by Hosford, and he is fouled as he takes it inside with 30 seconds to go. Both teams really getting after it here on defense. Any loose ball, they're trying to scrap for it. Indians will be doing the inbounding duty here with Dylan Hosford on the baseline. With 30 seconds left, would be a big bucket here if the Indians could get one late in this first frame. They'll work one into Brady Young. Young in the left-wing corner. We'll go back to Thompson. Thompson dribbles between the legs, finds it for Hosford with 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Hosford on the left side. Little killer crossover, steps back into the paint now. Dips one to the top of the key here for Clay Bobnick. Bobnick splits two defenders, 10 seconds left. We'll feed one back to Hosford at the top of the key. Hosford with 4 seconds left now. He's just going to have to force one at some point here. Gets it off for Thompson, and that'll do it. Couldn't get a shot off before the buzzer rang. End of the first quarter. Cooperstown 17, Richfield 8. We'll be back on CDO.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. And yes, Dylan Hosford gets an interior pass at the right low block, muscles it up and in. Hosford now with 4 points, going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Cooperstown 17 and Richfield Springs 10. And Hosford will step in. His shot is good. So Hosford now with 5. Second game of our doubleheader. Cooperstown girls won earlier tonight, 50-33 over Richfield Springs. We're live in Richfield here tonight, our last game on the radio of the basketball season. Cooperstown with the basketball. Here's Ian Quinn. Gets one to Will Weldon on the left wing side. Cooperstown's in the black with the orange trim going right to left. They feed one down low on the baseline. Reverse layup for Will Weldon is up and good. Weldon, with his first basket, makes it 19-11. The Hawkeyes on top of Richfield Springs with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. This is Clay Bobnick across midcourt now for the Indians. Bobnick will work one into the corner for Brady Young. Young getting worked on by Frenari of Cooperstown. Leaves one off for Thompson. Thompson will find Young again at the top of the key. Dribble drive down the left wing side. We'll go back to Bobnick. 10 on the shot clock. Bobnick is going to travel. He tried to get into the paint here. Took one extra step. Ball back to Cooperstown with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. And our score is Cooperstown 19, Richfield Springs 11. And here is Cooperstown in the backcourt. Frenari gets across the midcourt timeline. Nice pass on the back door, finds Will Weldon. Count the bucket, he's fouled, and Weldon will head to the line. And I got to say, I've seen Cooperstown in person probably 4 times in this shortened season. This is the most energy, the most run and gun I have seen from them so far this basketball season. And it comes in their last game. Weldon will step to the line here for Cooperstown, and the three-point play is good. So Will Weldon now with 5 points. So you have Kennedy with 7, Weldon and Lewis with 5 apiece for Cooperstown. Dylan Hosford with 5, David Leonard with 4 for Richfield Springs. 6.5 to go in this second quarter. Here's Hosford trying to take it to the rim. It was partially blocked. Rebound for Weldon. He dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds with, again, 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown boys leading 22-11. I will say that Richfield has really gone out and scheduled a very tough non-conference, non-league schedule. I mean, there is no league right now during this pandemic short season. But this is going to pay off for them. They play in a smaller league in the Tri-Valley and Class D. They've played all bigger schools. It's going to be a great experience for them for next year. Steal now for Cooperstown. Numbers if they hurry. A 2-on-1. Weldon and Frenari. Weldon gets it back. It's blocked from behind by Hosford. Crickey is able to pick up the loose change. Baseline drive for Crickey. Finds Frenari. Right side for 3. That quick release up and good for Frenari. Buries a 3. Makes it Cooperstown 25. Richfield 11. With 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Brady Young trying to go coast-to-coast, and he is fouled by Frenari. And so Brady Young will head to the line now for Richfield Springs. Again, 25-11 the score. Cooperstown leading Richfield Springs on the road here tonight. Richfield's in the home whites with the purple and the gold trim, and again, Cooperstown in the black with the orange and the white trim. Brady Young left that one a little short. 25 points last night for Young in that close loss to Mount Markham. Second shot coming here for Brady Young at the charity stripe, and this one is up and good for his first points of the night. Makes it 25-12 with 5:50 to go in this second quarter. Here's Frenari. Kicks one out. Ian Quinn for 3 for Cooperstown. Left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. Rebound to Crickey. Wants to take it to the rim. It's up and in. Chris Crickey is able to put that one home. Makes it Cooperstown 27, Richfield 12. Crickey playing with a lot of energy. The lefty guard here in his first season with Cooperstown after having to sit last year due to the transfer rule. Richfield with the ball. They're going to go to Hosford in the corner. 3 for Hosford is an air ball. And a rebound for Weldon on the far side. Crickey is playing like a madman out there on defense. Here is Weldon. A pass ahead for Frenari. Frenari in the left wing corner. Back to Weldon. We come up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. The Cooperstown boys leading 27-12. Frenari. Dribble drive right side. We'll reverse it to Quinn. Back at the top of the key now for Weldon. Weldon with a killer crossover. Steps through. Left-handed layup won't go. Hosford with a rebound on the far side. Richfield back up the floor in front of the scorer's table. We'll work it to the far side. A 3 here for the Indians is up and good for Jordan Delaberto. And Delaberto is able to hit that Timeout taken by Cooperstown. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Coop leads Richfield 27-15. We'll be back on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Quickly back down the floor for Cooperstown out of a timeout. Kennedy is back in the game. They find him in transition. The big man is such a big target. And he gets a left-handed layup to put it up and in. He's got 9 points. It's 29-15 with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Straight away three now for Richfield. Connor Scheffler couldn't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with Richfield. And this is tough tonight when you're missing your probably 6'5", maybe even 6'6", big man, Austin Bowman, out with an ankle injury that he's been battling and pretty much gutting it out for the last week. That's been tough. Now a steal from Hosford. Takes it to the rim. Puts it up and in for Dylan Hosford. Yeah, he had Bowman into the equation tonight. He would definitely help here for Richfield. It's 29-17 with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown boys back to their starting five. Actually, no, Sam Grigoli is in now. Grigoli's going to feed one inside for Kennedy. Won't go. Rebound for Richfield. So the starting three or four actually. And Grigoli is in as well for Cooperstown. A three ball from Hosford won't go. The lone starter on the bench at the moment is Cricky. Spencer Lewis in transition. Little crossover. Nice move there. Wants to take it to the rim. It's blocked, but a foul on Richfield with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. And Spencer Lewis will be heading to the line. Weird to think about as I look over at the Cooperstown bench. The seniors on this team, I believe, are the last pieces of that team that won the 2019 state championship down in Binghamton for this Cooperstown boys team. Lewis cannot get the first to go. When you think about Kennedy, you think about Lewis, a couple of the other pieces. Hard to believe. It seems like it was just yesterday. That was a fun game going down there. The semifinal game, Jack Lambert puts up 53 points, I believe it was. Goes to a couple overtimes. That was some fun playoff March basketball. Lewis goes 1 out of 2. He now has 6 points. 3:35 to go in the second quarter. And Cooperstown leads 30-17. And Richfield Springs has the basketball here with Leonard. He's going to pump one to the far side corner. Now for Brady Young. Young steps back for three. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Kennedy skies for a rebound. And an outlet pass to Spencer Lewis. With 3:10 to go in this second quarter. Lewis up the right side of the floor in front of the Richfield Springs bench. Head coach Nate Rittenberg barking out some signals here. Trying to clamp down on defense. Lewis with a straightaway three. Won't go. Kennedy a rebound on the left low block. Kennedy turns around and we're going to have a foul on Hosford, who was trying to rip it away from him with 2:57 to go in the third. So that foul on Hosford, I believe it's going to be his first. Let's see. That's his second and the team's fourth. And so Cooperstown with 5 team fouls and Richfield with 4 here in the opening first half of play. Cooperstown will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline. And this is going to be Sam Grigoli looking to get it in. Grigoli feeds one to Sensession, and we're going to have a traveling violation. Sensession was down on a knee when he went to stand up. A traveling violation. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Richfield will not quit. We know that. They are a tough team. And they were down, I believe, by about 15. And they got it to single digits the other night on the road at Cooperstown. And so here is Brady Young on the right side. We'll see what kind of a run the Indians have in them tonight. They work it to the interior for Leonard. Little up and under move. Lost control of it. Falls onto the floor. Tries to whip it out of there and does. It was last touched by Richfield, though, and back to Cooperstown with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Grigoli will be doing the inbounding duties here for the Hawkeyes and gets it into Spencer Lewis. Lewis in the backcourt. We'll come across midcourt, and we'll feed one here for Sensession. Backdoor cut for Kennedy, feeds him up and in. The big man, John Kennedy, now into double figures with 11 points. Makes Cooperstown 32, Richfield 17, with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Just so hard to find an answer, and Cooperstown is really working it to the interior for Kennedy tonight. Here is Brady Young. Right side corner wants a baseline drive. Brady Young is going to put one up and muscles it in. Well done by Brady Young. Went into the land of the skyscrapers there with Kennedy and was able to finish. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. A 32-19 ball game. Cooperstown leading Richfield Springs. And here is Spencer Lewis. Shot was blocked there by Leonard. Quickly in transition. And back down the floor here. A foul on Cooperstown on Joseph Session, who was trying to block Connor Scheffler in transition. And so heading to the line now will be Connor Scheffler. He has 2 points so far. Well done there by Richfield to get out in the break and have a chance at a breakaway layup. So Scheffler will step in. His first shot too strong. 1:40 to go before the halftime break, which will be brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. And so this will be Scheffler stepping in for his second shot. It's good. Scheffler now with 3 points. It's a 12-point ball game. The Hawkeyes 32, the Indians 20, with 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Cricky, left side, back up to Weldon. Chest pass for Spencer, right side, as Cooperstown goes right to left. To the interior for Kennedy. His shot too strong. Leonard with a rebound here for Richfield Springs. Back into the hands of Connor Scheffler. Scheffler across midcourt. Little killer crossover. Working on Weldon. Scheffler gets inside, and we're going to have a whistle here on a reach-in against Will Weldon. Cooperstown playing that active in-your-short style of defense here tonight. And the Indians have made a pay the last couple of possessions. Looks like we're going to have a 1-1 here. Actually, yeah, that is the 7th team foul against Cooperstown. And so heading to the line, right back to the line, I should say, is Connor Scheffler. Good job by Nate Rittenberg, head coach for Richfield. Hey, this should be a 1-1 here. Can we get a buzzer? Can we? Let's do this over. 1:05 to go in the second. And Scheffler will step in here for the Indians. His shot on the 1-1 is good. Scheffler now with 4. So this is what Richfield did on Monday at Cooperstown. They hung around. They made a run in the second half. They chipped away at it. Couldn't quite get over the hump. It was too much Kennedy the other night. But they're keeping themselves within striking distance here. Scheffler's second shot won't go. There's the broadcaster's curse. And Kennedy with the rebound. Sorry about that if you're an Indians fan. 1 minute to go before the halftime break. It's 32-21. Cooperstown boys on the road leading at Richfield. They go to the interior for Kennedy. Turnaround shot for him won't go. Leonard with a rebound. You don't see him miss many of those inside shots like that, but he's missed 2 in a row. Good defense on the interior by David Leonard of the Indians. Now Leonard wants a 3. Too strong. Kennedy a rebound. Little handoff on the outlet to Spencer Lewis. Looking to run. 35 seconds to go in the second. Back to Frenari. Good pump fake here. Frenari finds Kennedy on the interior, and this time he finishes. Kennedy with 13. Makes it 34-21. Coop with the lead here over RS. Richfield Springs with the basketball straight away. They'll leave one for Scheffler as they go left to right. Scheffler, dribble drive right side, splits 2 defenders, finds Damon Thompson. Now over for Jordan Delberto. Now for Brady Young. 5 seconds yet left. Young takes it to the rim, rolls off Kennedy a rebound, and that's going to do it for the first half. Cooperstown playing with a lot of energy, and the Coop boys lead 34-21 over Richfield Springs on the road. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast.
It's 8 to noon. Call 563-2828.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Richfield Springs. Our halftime score, the Cooperstown Boys leading Richfield Springs 34-21. And our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report is always a staple here on our WCDO broadcasts. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. They've been a longtime sponsor of our halftime show. So a big thank you to them. At Morabito, our people make energy different. First half scoring summary. First for Richfield Springs, 7 points for Dylan Hostrand. That's a team high. 4 for Connor Scheffler and 4 for David Leonard. 3 for Brady Young and then 2 for Jordan Delberto. On the other side for Cooperstown, John Kennedy with a team high and a game high, 13 points so far. 6 points for Spencer Lewis, 5 for Will Weldon, 3 for Alex Hage, 3 for Jason Fernari, and then 2 apiece for Chris Crickey and Alex Paulson. But again, as I said before, Cooperstown playing with a lot of energy here tonight. I've seen them a couple of different times this year, against Delhi and against Norwich. And I think must have seen them one of the Oneonta games as well, a Unitego game. So we've seen them a lot this year. And this is the most energy I've seen them play with. They had a great game with Delhi last week, last Friday, losing by 4, 59-55, probably one of the best games I've seen so far this season. But Cooperstown definitely looking good here tonight. Richfield doing all they can without their big man center, Austin Bowman, who was out with an ankle injury that he suffered against Delhi right here on the home floor at Richfield last Sunday. He was able to play through it Monday night at Cooperstown, and then Richfield was on the road at Mount Markham last night, and he tweaked it again, and Coach Rittenberg said, okay, it's time to shut it down. You know, the shortened season, there's no playoffs, there's no championships. I just want you to be healthy. But this Richfield team, losing a couple of guys, but getting the big pieces back next year, and I think they're going to be maybe the front runner in the Tri-Valley League next year. Edmiston is losing some pieces. Josh Martin is graduating. Greg DeVries is graduating, and you wonder what teams are going to step up to the forefront in the Tri-Valley. I think Richfield Springs, they were in the championship game last year, lost to Edmiston. They should be in that conversation, and they've gone out and they've played a very tough schedule against much bigger schools here during the pandemic. Coach Rittenberg saying, Nate, we might not win a game here during the pandemic, but I said back to him, and we both agreed, hey, this is just invaluable experience. Some of those other teams in the league aren't even playing right now. You guys are out here challenging yourselves, and I think that's a really good thing. All right, our halftime score, 34-21. Cooperstown boys on top of Richfield. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwood.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego. 988-9264.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lull with you here. Start of the third quarter in Richfield Springs. The Cooperstown boys leading 34-21. Thanks for joining us on our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Here's Chris Cricky, a straightaway three for Cooperstown. Chris Cricky from downtown. He's got 5 points. And Cooperstown pumps that lead right up to 37-21. And now here is Richfield Springs going right to left to start this third quarter. They're in the white with the purple and the gold trim here tonight. Cooperstown's in the black with the white and the orange trim. Left side, a long shot here for Dylan Hosford. It won't go. And a outlet pass here for Spencer Lewis off the rebound from Chris Cricky. Now back to Sensation on the right side. Now to Cricky, right side, wants a three of his own, hits it. Chris Cricky from downtown, back-to-back buckets. He's suddenly got 8 points, and Cooperstown has ballooned this lead up to 40-21, just a minute into the third quarter. Back-to-back threes there from Cricky. Now a steal by Spencer Lewis. Lewis is off to the races, and he is fouled by Dylan Hosford. Could not get the layup off in time before he was fouled. That'll be the third on Hosford. And Spencer Lewis will be going to the line here to shoot two for Cooperstown. With 6:55 to go in the third, our last basketball game here on the radio in this shortened season. Now we're going to have a timeout taken here by Cooperstown. 6:55 to go in the third. It's Cooperstown boys leading Richfield 40-21. We'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. This will be Spencer Lewis to the line here for Cooperstown with 6:55 to go in the third. Lewis' first shot is up and good here for Cooperstown. So again, our leading scorers so far, John Kennedy with 13 for Cooperstown, Chris Cricky with 8, Lewis with 7. On the other side for Richfield, it is Dylan Hosford with 7 for the Indians. Second shot for Lewis is no good. Rebound for Richfield Springs. Here's Hosford down the left wing side as the Indians go right to left. They go to Leonard. Now into the corner, back out for Hosford as they reset the offense. They swing it around the top of the arc for Brady Young on the far side. Now to David Leonard at the high post. Leonard at the right elbow, back out for Young straight away, with 10 coming up on the shot clock. Bounce pass into the corner for Thompson. Steps back for a three. Good. Splash there for Damon Thompson from downtown. Good-looking shot. Makes it 41-24 with 6:20 to go in this third quarter. A deep three ball there for Richfield Springs. Spencer Lewis directing traffic here for the Hawkeyes. Wants to go inside for Kennedy. Kennedy at the left low block, and they'll call a traveling violation on John Kennedy with 6:05 to go here in this third quarter. And maybe Richfield trying to grab some momentum back and make a run. Trailing 41-24 here on their home floor as back across the midcourt timeline. Here is Richfield. They'll go to Thompson in the corner. Tries for a long three ball there. Hit the side of the rim. Wouldn't go down this time. And Kennedy with a rebound with 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. It's 41-24. Back across the midcourt timeline. Spencer Lewis for three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Hosford. Richfield's looking to run. They trail 41-24. Hosford in transition. Blocked by Kennedy. The 6'9" big man. Cooperstown looking to run. They find Cricky in transition. And he can't get it to go. And a rebound here for the Indians, and the track meet continues. Ahead now for Hosford, and he'll lay it up. It won't go. Rebound for Lewis. Both these teams have got to be gassed here. It's been back to end-to-end action. Concession around the back pass, looking for Kennedy in the left-wing corner. Kennedy tries to go back up top to Concession, stolen away by Hosford. Hosford steps his way through. Another layup won't go down for Hosford. He's a little frustrated at the moment. And finally, Cooperstown will slow it down on the outlet pass to Spencer Lewis. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Lewis now into the corner here, looking for Alex Paulson. Back to the top of the key. They reverse it to the left side here for Spencer Lewis again. Steps back for a three. Lewis left it short. Rebound for Brady Young. And ahead for Damon Thompson. Thompson down the left side of the floor as Richard Springs goes right to left with 4:25 to go in the third. It's 41-24. Taking it to the rim is Brady Young. Then he puts it up and in. Young now with 5 points. Chris Cricky in transition now for Cooperstown. Takes it to the left side of the floor. The kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound for David Leonard. And they'll have a whistle as Leonard had his glasses knocked off there. So they're going to give him a minute to collect himself here, put his mask back on, and grab those glasses. So again, just a reminder that our special sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Stonegate Golf Course in West Winfield, now under new management. Also want to give a shout out to the Leatherstocking Group of Cooperstown, your registered mortgage brokers. Both are proud sponsors of local sports here on WCDL. 4:10 to go in the third. It's 41-26. Cooperstown boys leading Richfield Springs on the road. Clay Bobnick trying to chase down a long pass ahead for Richfield, but it was stolen back by Cooperstown. They work it to the interior for John Kennedy, and a traveling violation, or is it going to be a foul? Will be a foul on Richfield. Foul is going to be on Jordan Dilberto with 3:55 to go in the third, and it's 41-26. The Hawkeyes leading the Indians. Spencer Lewis will be doing the inbounding duties. Hosford back into the game. And Connor Scheffler to the bench. And so stepping in here will be Spencer Lewis. Gets a good look at a three in the corner, and it wouldn't go down. Rebound for Sam Grigoli. His shot wouldn't go. Kennedy with the second chance opportunity. Misses two layups here. Kennedy gets it again, and they're going to call an over the back on Kennedy. Richfield just doing so much down there, doing so much work, trying to keep Kennedy off the boards. That time it paid off for the Indians on the over-the-back call. 3:40 to go here in this third. Only the first personal on Kennedy. Here's our team foul situation. Richfield with two, Cooperstown with one. Full court pressure coming from the Hawkeyes. And this is Connor Scheffler in the backcourt. Dribbled it off his foot. It's going to roll out of bounds and be back to the Hawkeyes here with 3:35 to go. Just when it feels like Richfield might get some momentum, Cooperstown oftentimes has gone to that press and they've been able to get right back into this ball game. Well, maybe not get back into it, but just keep the momentum. On the inbounds play, they go right inside to Kennedy. He lays it up off the glass, and it's good on a nice pass there from Joe Concession. Now a steal by Concession. Stops, pops, and hits it. Joe Concession now with 2 points. He's been doing a little bit of everything tonight. Cooperstown leads 45-26 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. And now at midcourt, ball taken away by Concession, wants to take it to the rim again. It won't go down. And finally, Richfield with a rebound. And across the midcourt timeline, here for Scheffler. Scheffler back out for Bobnick. Finds Jordan Dilberto. And here for Hosford in the left wing corner with 3:20 to go in the third. And Richfield working the ball around here. 15 coming up on the shot clock. Cooperstown's going to go to the bench again at the next whistle. Here is Hosford in the corner. Finds Delberto for three. In and out. Rebound is tapped back out to Hosford. Hosford wants an NBA raised three from the right side. That's too strong. Sensation with a rebound. And now the subs are going to come in for both sides. Ball was out of bounds there. Reason for the whistle. 3 minutes to go in the third. Our score 45-26. It is the Cooperstown boys leading at Richfield Springs in the last game on the radio of the high school basketball season. So strange. Usually we're in sectionals or states, playoff-type atmosphere, but this year just a regular season game, but everybody is happy to take that. Sam Gergoli with a pull-up jumper at the left low block. It's good. And almost everybody except for two players has scored so far tonight on this Cooperstown team. Here is Bobnik at the top of the arc here. We'll find Connor Scheffler. Scheffler for Damon Thompson. Now to Bobnik. Gets into the paint. Bobnik with a little baby hook. It wouldn't go. Will Weldon with a rebound. And Cooperstown again is looking to run. Here's Gergoli in transition. Puts it up and in. Gergoli now with 4 points. Timeout for Richfield with 2:20 to go in the third. It's the Cooperstown boys leading 49-26. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. The Indians with the ball out of the timeout as the Cooperstown boys are ahead of the Richfield Springs Indians, 49-26, as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, live here tonight in Richfield. It's the last basketball game we'll have on the radio this year on WCDO. Hosford for Richfield on the right low block is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Alex Hage. That's his first and the team's second. So Hosford will look to get it in, and he does. Richfield will look to work it around. They'll go to Hosford in the corner. Lost control of it. Punched out of bounds. Going to stay with Richfield. Again, the Indians playing without their big man tonight. Austin Bowman out with an ankle injury. And so that leaves them a little short-handed to deal with the 6'9" John Kennedy from Cooperstown, the big man who has 15 points. He's on the bench currently, getting a little rest, as Cooperstown has continued to just run bodies here at Richfield, doing the best they can to just turn this into a track meet. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Richfield lost control of it, so it's back to Cooperstown with a minute 40 to go in the third. And our score, Cooperstown 49, Richfield 26. Here is Jason Fornari across the midcourt timeline. We'll feed one into the corner for Alex Hage. Surveying the defense, goes back to the top of the key for Fornari. Weldon sets a screen, and they'll pass it to Ian Quinn on the far side. Little miscommunication. Ball sailed out of bounds. And so it's going to go back to Richfield here with 1:20 to go in the third. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Here's Hosford on the left side of the floor. Our special sponsor tonight is Stonegate Golf Course in West Winfield, now under new management. Check them out this spring in West Winfield. That's Stonegate Golf Course. Turnover by Richfield Springs. Goes back to Cooperstown. Gergoli with a pull-up jumper. Won't go. Weldon scoops up the loose ball. His shot is a little short. Hosford with the rebound. And he'll dump one off now to Connor Scheffler. back to midcourt, and he's fouled by Alex Hage as Scheffler tried to dribble through that double team with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. You'll want to stay tuned after tonight's game. We'll have our post-game show where we'll wrap up the broadcast with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose tonight. Sponsors are MVT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Scheffler to the right side will go for Damon Thompson left side. Now for Hosford. Hosford comes off a screen, gets into the paint. The floater for Hosford is good. And he has 9 points. Makes it 49-28. Cooperstown again quickly in transition. Here is Grigoli. Sam Grigoli goes to Ian Quinn, left wing side. We'll reverse it to Will Weldon. Weldon into the paint, little up and under. The lefty hook is good for Will Weldon. He has 7 points. Makes it 51-28 as we come up on 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Right side three for Thompson. Won't go down. Rebound for Weldon. He's got 10 seconds to work with. In transition, Weldon finds Grigoli. Right wing side, Grigoli to the interior for Hage off his fingertips and out of bounds with 3.4 seconds left. Here in this third quarter, and we'll see if Richfield can get off a shot. Cooperstown bringing that pressure. They go to Bobnik, and time will expire here in the third quarter. And our score is Cooperstown, the boys leading 51-28, fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter tonight in Richfield Springs of this boys contest. Richfield with a three from way downtown for Dylan Hosford, who now has 12 points. And it's 51-31. Cooperstown boys leading the Indians of Richfield with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Chris Crickey on the baseline now. We'll feed it back to the top of the key for Spencer Lewis. And they'll feed it left side. They try to go to the interior for Kennedy. A turnaround shot for Kennedy is good. Kennedy with 17. Easily another double-double tonight for John Kennedy. Strange to think it's the last time we'll see him in a basketball uniform here for Cooperstown High. He's had a great career helping the Hawkeyes to that state championship in 2019. Was a big part. He was so good in that Final Four. Those teams just had no answer for him. Even though they had those big bodies to throw at him, he still had the answer. It was a really big coming out party there for John Kennedy in terms of being a dominant player. Shot missed by Richfield. Cooperstown in transition. A block now from Damon Thompson, saying no to Dylan Burns. And back down the floor for Richfield Springs with 6:40 to go in this fourth quarter. It's a 53-31 ball game. Richfield with a jumper from the left wing side there for Damon Boss. Wouldn't go down. And in transition, here is Cooperstown with Dylan Burns. Back out to Spencer Lewis. Works a little clock here as they slow down and set up the offense. Quinn from way downtown, too strong. Rebound for Hosford on the far side. Dylan Hosford quickly in transition. He's able to shield the ball from a couple of defenders. Goes for Scheffler in the corner. His three ball no good. Kennedy another rebound. With 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Cooperstown boys lead 53-31. Spencer Lewis dumps one off, leaves it for Kennedy, who puts it up and in. John Kennedy now with 19 points. And Cooperstown leads 55-31 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians still fighting hard here on their home floor. Shot from the outside won't go for Richfield Springs. Rebound underneath for Cooperstown and Ian Quinn. They'll find Spencer Lewis, who comes across the big Richfield Springs logo at midcourt. Dylan Burns for three from downtown. Hits it for Cooperstown, and now they have almost all scored. Ian Quinn is the only player who has not scored tonight for the Hawkeyes, and the bench explodes there for Dylan Burns as he hits that three ball to make it 58-31. Another steal for Cooperstown. Down the left side of the floor, they pump one inside for Kennedy. Puts it up off the glass, it won't go. Rebound for Crickey. Puts it off the glass and in. Crickey has 10. Makes it Cooperstown 60 and Richfield Springs 31. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Hosford. Little killer crossover, backs it out. Chest pass now for Connor Scheffler on the left side. Scheffler into the paint. Hanging jumper is too strong off the glass. And a rebound for Cooperstown. Ian Quinn is in the ballgame. We'll see if they can get him a shot. Spencer, a long three from downtown. Spencer Lewis now into double figures with 10 points. A timeout is taken. 4:38 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown's in control, 63-31. And we'll be back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. 63-31 is our score, and it's the Cooperstown boys leading Richfield Springs on the road. Ball tapped out of bounds. It will stay with the Indians. Stay tuned for our post-game show. Three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Hosford to the bench. Both teams making sure everybody gets in here tonight and gets a good little run in this fourth quarter. Here is David Leonard. I love his heart. He's played very hard the last couple of nights when I've watched this Richfield team, a true competitor on the interior for the Indians. Leonard, little dribble drive now, lost control of it, gets it back, somehow was able to throw up a little left-handed baby hook. It rolls off the rim and just wouldn't go. Will Weldon back in transition for Cooperstown. Finds Fernari with that quick release. His shot wouldn't go. It's such a quick release. It's crazy. Weldon gets a rebound, finds Grigoli, stops, pops, puts it up and in. Sam Grigoli now with 6 points. Makes it 65-31. So we hit 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And quickly in transition here for Richfield Springs. The shot won't go down for Connor Scheffler. Back for Sensession. Straight away three. The bank is closed for Joe Sensession. Rolled around the rim and then popped out. Richfield back down the floor. Scheffler in front of the scorer's table. We'll now go to Thompson at the top of the key. His three ball just a little short. Ball out of bounds and back to Cooperstown here with 3:17 to go in the fourth. It's 65-31. Cooperstown boys leading at Richfield Springs. Richfield's going to have one more game this season. This is the last one for Cooperstown. Richfield will be hosting Sequoia Valley on Saturday, and their girls will be headed to Sequoia Valley. Of course, Richfield getting a little extension from Section 4 to play an extra week so that they could get some more games, and they got a late start and late approval to start the short basketball season. Now, jumper off the glass for Alex Hage. He has 5 points. Very balanced scoring tonight for the Hawkeyes as they lead 67-31 with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Back to Thompson, left side for three. Hit the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Leonard with a rebound. Doing the work of a man. Pumps one back out. Looking for Delberto. Now for Scheffler straight away. Zips one through the teeth of the defense. Back to the far side for Damon Boss. His shot too strong. Cooperstown with a rebound. 2:15 to go. The Hawkeyes leading the Indians. Fernari, another three. This one is short. Rebound. Scooped up here by Damon Thompson. So we hit the two-minute warning. And Cooperstown leads 67-31. Another three for Boss. His short, Sensation, a rebound. case you didn't catch the first game of this doubleheader earlier, the Cooperstown girls defeating Richfield Springs 50-33. That's a deceiving score. That was a close game right into the fourth quarter. As another take here for Alex Hage. He now has 7 points with a minute 40 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a steal for Will Weldon. Cooperstown leads 69-31. Weldon a straightaway three, too strong. And the rebound into the corner for Fernari. Couldn't get there in time. Ball back to Richfield. And it looks like another group of seniors will be checking in here. Spencer Lewis, John Kennedy. And if you're saying, well, Coach Lambert's putting some of those starters back in, I think 10 of his 11 guys, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10 of the 11 guys are seniors. So anybody you put out there right now is a senior playing in their last minute 20 here of their high school basketball careers for the Hawkeyes. This group has done a lot to put Cooperstown basketball, or I should say keep them, on the New York State basketball map. Shot in the lane here for Scheffler, won't go. Kennedy with another rebound. He's just padding those stats at this point, those career stats for John Kennedy. Minute to go. Here is Spencer Lewis. Lewis is going to dish one off here for Quinn. Right side for three. No. Quinn is the only player who hasn't scored tonight for the Hawkeyes. They were trying to get him a look there. 45 seconds left, and now we're going to have a foul on Chris. No, not Chris Crickey. It'll be Will Weldon. High score tonight, John Kennedy with 19 points. Spencer Lewis with 10, and Chris Crickey with 10 for Cooperstown. On the other side, Dylan Hosford with 12 to lead Richfield Springs. Here is David Leonard, wanted a three in the corner, but wouldn't pull the trigger with 40 seconds left. Richfield going to work the ball around, 25 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Pull-up jumper for Delberto, wouldn't go, rebound for Kennedy. Quickly in transition, tipped out of bounds, good hustle there by Connor Scheffler, got his fingertips on it, knocked it into the stands. This is what I mean, Richfield will not quit, they'll play to the final buzzer. Spencer Lewis wants a three from about half court here. It wouldn't go down. And a rebound for David Leonard with 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Just a matter of time now as Cooperstown putting the icing on the cake here. And it looks like they're just going to dribble out the clock. It is a 69-31 victory tonight for the Cooperstown boys over Richfield Springs. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time inside Richfield Springs as our doubleheader is over here tonight. Our girls' final score was 50-33, Cooperstown defeating Richfield Springs. And then our boys' score was 69-31, again, Cooperstown defeating the host, the Richfield Springs Indians. Let's go through our scoring summary. First here for Richfield Springs boys, a game-high 12 points for Dylan Hossard, 5 points for Brady Young, 4 apiece for David Leonard and for Connor Scheffler, and 3 for Damon Thompson, and then 2 for Jordan Delberto. On the other side for Cooperstown, they put 10 guys in the book tonight, 19 for John Kennedy, 10 apiece for Spencer Lewis and Chris Crickey, 7 for Will Weldon, 7 for Alex Hage, 6 for Sam Grigoli, 3 for Jason Fernari, 3 for Dylan Burns, and then 2 apiece for Alex Polson and Joe Sensession here tonight. All right, let's get into our 3 awards to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and it's brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports right here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll go with John Kennedy tonight from Cooperstown, a game-high 19 points, another very solid performance here for John Kennedy. So he will earn our Outstanding Offense Award tonight from NBT Bank. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Boy, a lot of choices here tonight for this one. Boy, I'm going to go with a Cooperstown player. Boy, but they had a lot of guys step up, and I think I'm going to go with Will Weldon. 7 points, but he really swarmed around a lot on defense when they put that press on, got a lot of steals. I'm going to go with Will Weldon tonight from Cooperstown for our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO, of course, is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go with Dylan Hossford tonight from Richfield Springs, 12 points. Very deserving. Hit a couple of big-time shots and a bright future ahead for Dylan Hossford, only a freshman. And like I said, Richfield has been playing a lot of big-time schools during this pandemic-shortened season. When they get back in the Tri-Valley next year, and this group, they're going to have a lot of this group back. They're going to do very, very well for this experience. This is a lot of good game time experience, and I think you're going to see this team go far, and I'm sure we'll see them having a very good chance to maybe get back in the Tri-Valley Championship in next year and in the near future, in those future years. So, again, we will give Dylan Hossford from Richfield Springs our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. All right, that's going to do it for the broadcast. Again, our final scores here tonight for the two ball games: Cooperstown boys defeating Richfield Springs 69-31, and in our girls game earlier tonight, it was Cooperstown defeating Richfield Springs 50-33. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. That's it for basketball season, folks. We'll see you probably in about 10 days for our first football broadcast of the year. I don't think I've ever done basketball before football. I've never done spring football. I can definitely tell you that. We're going to do it this year, and it's right around the corner. So, all right, stay tuned. You can always check everything out at WCDOsports.com. We'll keep you updated there. Follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull. And, again, we'll keep everything up to date on both of those sites. So, all right, a big thank you again to Jim. We'll see you next time here on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.